been nice if the press was here for that.
Yeah. Okay, we're back in session. Next case, please.
Our next case number is case number 12,242. Louis Capano Jr. seeks variances from the maximum fence height requirements and the side yard setback for existing structures, sections 115.34, 115.181, 115.183 and 115.185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Eastlake Drive, approximately 900 feet south of Queen Street. The 911 address is 21436 Eastlake Drive, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is MR, medium density residential. The tax parcel ID is District 334, Map 20.10, Parcel 1.08. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 4.9-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard for a generator, a 5.10-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard for a HVAC, a 4.6-foot variance, a 4.8-foot variance, a 4.7-foot variance, and a 4.9-foot variance from the required side yard for HVAC units, and a 1-foot variance from the required 3.5-foot height requirement for a fence. Staff would note we received 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 1 mail return. Thank you.
Cool. Is anyone here? Oh, there we go. Ladies and gentlemen, as your case is being announced, you can come up and be sworn in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Sure. Jim Caitlin, 404 Sophomore Court, Bel Air, Maryland.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
My name is Jim Caitlin. I'm here seeking variances for, the first one is for the air conditioner units, the generator, that are on the north side of the property, which are encroaching on the side yard setback. The uniqueness of the lot, of course, should I talk about why, or should I just talk about what's going on?
I'm sorry?
Should I talk about why?
If you want to move the mic up a little bit.
Sorry.
There you go. That might be helpful.
Okay. Explain.
Okay, sure. The property is 75 foot wide, and the house sits approximately on the side yard setbacks, which roughly leaves you 10 foot on each side. The air conditioners cannot be located anywhere else except on the side yard. The south side, of course, is where the walkway up to the and to the beach will be, and the left-hand side is where they were originally located on the original plan. Okay, the units themselves are the units themselves are 3 foot by 3 foot. Okay, and I understand that the side yard setback, you only encroach 3 foot. Okay. With that being said, there are certain requirements of the manufacturer, which I just gave the gentleman over there.
Which are typically 10 inches.
Typically maybe 10 inches, but for these particular units, okay, they require a service clearance of 30 inches must be maintained on one of the sides adjacent to the control box, which is in the back of the unit. Okay, so you've got them, you're supposed to maintain 30 inches from the rear of the unit. Of course, we took that on an angle to get them as close to the house as we could. Okay, we didn't run it straight back. We pulled the angle at 30. The clearance on the other side, or one of the other three sides, must be 3 foot. The clearance, they must be 2 foot, and they must be 2 foot apart. So with that being said, unfortunately, we could only place them where we placed them.
So why didn't you make your structure smaller?
I didn't make this. Mr. Capano was the one that designed the structure. So I can't answer that question.
Is he here?
No.
So he built this structure new?
Yes.
Without any regard to the zoning ordinances of Sussex County?
No, I think he had regards for the zoning requirements of Sussex County.
Well, he ignored them.
Well, I don't think that's the case.
He built a 21,000-square-foot structure, and he doesn't know what the requirements are?
And he can't be in the setbacks?
I'm familiar with this property. Is this a Bob Gurney design, architect out of D.C.?
No.
Who's the architect?
OSK, out of New Jersey.
Okay. No, but professionally speaking, I've built a lot of oceanfront houses by other people designed other than me, and they typically don't know our codes and take into consideration that the air handlers need to be outside in the weather to rinse corrosives. I've seen this in the past. I don't think it's necessarily Mr. Capano. I would think it would be his architect. That's an opinion, not a fact.
Who signed for the building permit?
I did.
You did?
Are you the project manager?
Yes, sir.
Did you read these? Are you aware of them?
Yes.
So you built that knowing that you got to have a variance?
No, I did not.
So you're aware of these setbacks?
I was not aware that the air conditioners would be an encroachment. The house I was aware of, the air conditioners I was not.
And the generator?
And the generator, yes. Everything on that side, yes, sir.
So can they be placed behind the deck?
No, unfortunately, that's the direct building line. The deck is right on the line.
So Denrec has a line, we have a line, but you chose to request our line instead of Denrec's.
Well, that's because the air conditioners were already set.
What about moving them to the other side?
You would have the same situation as the 10-yard setback.
Actually, what is the building restriction? 10 feet?
It's 10 feet.
So they need a variance on the other side?
Correct.
For the deck, yes.
On both?
For the building?
The deck.
Yeah, for the building.
They've got the circle.
Yes, we did note that.
Yeah, you circled it.
So why'd you build the building in setback? You say you weren't aware of the HVAC, but you're aware of the building.
Well, it's not the building, it's the deck.
Okay, why'd you build the deck in the setback?
Well, we weren't aware that the deck was in the setback until we got the site plan or the as-built for the variance hearing.
So you didn't submit a site plan to the planning and zoning to be reviewed and approved?
Yeah, we did.
A site plan is not required at time of submission for a building permit. We do indicate what the setbacks are per the building permit, but a site plan is not required at time of submittal for a permit.
Well, don't they, a new build, you wait for your building permit?
You wait for it because it's going through plan review, but a survey is not required.
But you told what the setbacks were.
But the setbacks are noted as 30, 10, and 10.
Okay. And we did submit a site plan at the time of building. We did. It's part of the blueprint.
That would have gone to building code, not to planning and zoning.
So that would have been voluntary. So, yeah.
Can I ask a question regarding decks?
Mm-hmm.
Open, according to what I have from the zoning department, open and closed decks, etc., may encroach 5 foot into the front yard side setback and 5 foot from the rear line and side yard setback.
Does it go to the first floor living space, or does it go to the second and or above?
First floor.
So for the first floor living space, then it can encroach. So, because I believe this is up on pilings?
Yeah, well, it's...
It's elevated?
It's on the first floor, though.
There's no living space below to where that deck goes?
No.
Then the deck is okay?
And there's no coverage to that deck?
No.
There's no roof, no overhang?
No, there's not.
No...
Nothing.
Awning, no nothing?
Nope.
If I may, though, one thing, and I'm looking at the survey here, there doesn't seem to be an indication as to how close the dwelling is to the south side property line.
Right, and it looked like a straight line to me, and that's why I asked.
It looks like a straight line, so is what you're saying that it's kind of angled?
Yes.
So it's not parallel to that side property line?
Correct.
So the west side or the front side of that house would be more compliant than the rear?
Yes.
All right. And it's just your position that the deck is the part that's encroaching?
Yes, that's based on what the engineer told me.
Okay.
And that was Becker Morgan.
I guess if you look at the building line, which is west of the pool, it shows 10 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And as it rolls back, it does, and you can see how it angles. Which doesn't explain the other side. Well, yeah, doesn't explain the other side, but it is what it is. Okay. Okay, so you can dress the standard to us.
Okay. And there's a second variance.
Fence height. Oh. They're going to build a wall, and that also is for the county considers a wall and a fence the same item. So they're requesting a height variance for the fence wall.
That's a drawing that was submitted for a front wall. And there's additional walls that run back. And it's all in the front, a portion of it's in the front setback, a portion of it's in the front yard. Okay. There's a pool in the front yard, which is where it had to go. And Mr. Capano would like to build a wall in the front, okay, all the way out at the front setback for two reasons. First of all, he needs a 4-foot fence for his pool. And the second thing is, you know, he'd like to build this wall out front for privacy. If anybody's been down this particular road, it's nothing but bicycles, people walking, and everything like that. It's a very nice road. But everybody that walks by goes up in the yard, in everybody's yard. So it's a summer home, and he'd like to have, you know, a wall up front for privacy, which is a full masonry wall with stone. And then going back into the property will be a 1-foot wall with a fence.
I have a question. There's a vacant lot on each side. Does he own either one of those?
Well, there's lot number... Whatever, 1A is a built home.
Number 1 and 1.01, mm-hmm. Does he own either one of those?
1.01.
He owns that?
Yes, the son owns it.
So he could put his, join those and put his air conditioners there, correct?
Well, the son's going to build a house. And that's under construction now.
Well, I hope you guys know about the setbacks.
We do now. Now, when you have on the wall design there, do you have it at 5 foot or 4 foot?
So the drawings we have from ground level to the top of the capstone for the piers is 4'6". So we've described it as, when I introduce it this evening, as a 1 foot variance from the 3.5 foot requirement, which gets you to 4'6". Although the height of the wall varies from 4 to 4.5. So
yeah, the wall is 4 foot, but the pillars are 4 foot.
Correct.
Six.
So we've taken it to the highest point, which is 4.5.
Just want to make sure you had the correct design. And the reason it was changed was because we had to get approval from the HOA, which I submitted a letter from them regarding that, that they have approved it. Now, I understand that you guys have to prove the variance before we build anything, but I wanted to have HOA approval first.
So this is not built yet, or is built?
The wall's not.
The house is built?
The house is built. The house is finished.
Okay.
It has a temporary CO based on the air conditioners in there.
That expired today.
Today.
Well, I think when I filled out the variance request, the temporary CO was issued for the variance hearing.
I don't know. Your CO's in here, and it says it expires today.
Right, that's what he's saying, that he thinks it...
That's the way it was printed that way,
yeah,
because of the variance hearing.
Purposely expires today.
Dated on the variance hearing.
If needed, if you need more time to... whatever happens, if you need more time...
It gets tabled, it can be extended.
We can extend the time for the temporary CO.
But that's not uncommon for you to make it until the hearing.
Correct. We typically try to give enough time to get you through the Board of Adjustment application hearing.
Gotcha. Okay. If you'll address the standards for us.
I'm sorry.
Will you address the standards for granting a variance?
The criteria.
You have, there's five standards. You have to convince the board that you meet.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry.
Uniqueness of property, is that what you're referring to?
Yes.
Yes, all five.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, the lot is narrow and the home sits right on the side yard setbacks. The AC units could not be placed anywhere else at the time of construction. Units are 3 feet deep and require rear clearances. For the architectural drawings, we're requesting a variance. The wall, let's see. Front yard set, the wall for the front yard setback due to the pool is located in the front yard, so we're requesting a variance for the wall. Again, uniqueness of property. Cannot otherwise be developed. The AC units cannot be located anywhere else on the property. The pool cannot be located anywhere else on the property. Due to the narrowness of the lot, the grade and deck at the rear, and the size of the units required for clearances, the units could not be placed anywhere else. The pool is located in the front, and for security reasons, we would like to place a wall at front to incorporate that as a fence as required by code for 4 foot. The air conditioners, as a picture, the air conditioners won't detract from the neighborhood. The neighbor built a nice fence next door with trees. We're going to landscape when we finish, so they won't alter the character of the neighborhood. The gate and the wall in the front offer privacy for the pool and from others in the neighborhood. The air conditioning units are close to the property, and we hope to get a variance for what, the 2.1 feet. Sorry, I'm not an attorney.
Okay, I didn't hear you address the cannot otherwise be developed or not created by the applicant. I mean, that's your option, but if you don't convince us of that, then you may get turned down.
Due to the narrow, not created by the applicant, such exceptional difficulty has been created by the appeal. Due to the narrowness of the lot and the grade and the deck in the rear, and size of the air conditioning units and required clearances, the units could not be placed anywhere else. The pool is located in the front, and to ensure security and safety and a aesthetically pleasing design for the wall. Did I not answer the question?
I'll leave that at your discretion. They may ask questions if they don't feel that they're convinced. But I mean, if you're asking me, no, you haven't convinced me that you meet the standards, but...
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay, you know, it's... You said you're not attorney, maybe you should have brought one.
Yeah, maybe. You were thinking about a different fence, just with the metal fence with the slats going through it? Just around the pool?
Yeah, that could be done. But the whole purpose of the wall is again, for privacy and for the fact that, you know, he wants to incorporate that as the fence, okay?
I think part of the issue there is they're limited on the fence height by 3.5 feet, but they're required to have a 4-foot fence.
For the pool.
Yeah, that is part of the issue.
Yeah, right.
So regardless of the type of fence, they would still...
Oh, yeah, but 40 feet.
What's that?
But only at 40 feet, he can go higher after 40 feet.
So are we missing a house on this map?
It's quite possible. The aerials are from like 2012, so the aerials are older. Let me see if we can...
It's 100% done.
House next door,
yeah,
with a fence,
mm-hmm,
but their fence.
Mm-hmm.
In the absence of building plans, we have this plot plan to rely on, and it notes a deck on the east side, just landward of the Denerec building restriction line. Is that an elevated deck?
Yes, yes, he answered.
So what's under the deck if it's elevated?
It's built on piers, okay?
So why couldn't the HVAC go under that?
There's only two foot underneath the deck.
Okay.
Okay, which is sand. There's an 8-foot foundation as a rear wall.
Okay.
So the deck's almost on grade. It's about 2 foot above grade.
That's why I said in absence of building plans. Okay. Now that's the Gurney house on the north.
That's a new one.
Yeah, I mean the fence that they have on their property is just it's a 4x6 retaining wall and a stockade fence out of pressure treated lumber. Okay, what Mr. Panda wants to build is, you know, a concrete wall, a lot of stone, much nicer.
Okay, are there other members or questions from the members?
Thing I can't get in my head is you put that up with the air conditioning units there and everything, and you never even questioned about a variance at all.
No,
whether your permit and everything was on it, you never even thought about that.
No, I didn't. We didn't realize that there was a 3-foot issue with air conditioners. So we discovered when planning and zoning came out to do the final inspection, that's when we were told that we had an encroachment issue.
How long have you been building houses in the state of Delaware?
Myself.
In Sussex County.
I would say probably at least 10 years. Mm. Now we've never had a situation that we've ever had the side yard setback, the house is built right on the side yard setback. So we've never encountered that. We built plenty of houses down here and never had an issue because you're usually 30, 40, 50 feet on the sides. Not 10 feet. I mean, not that the setback was 10 feet. I'm just saying the house never, one didn't go that far.
Didn't go to the building line.
Has there been any conversation with the neighbors on the north side that the noise from the condensers will affect?
There's been conversations with the neighbors throughout the whole building process. I mean, the superintendent next door, the owner, the two owners have talked, but never regarding that issue, no. Not that I'm aware of.
I don't have any other questions.
Mr. Sharp?
Looks to me like the front part of the property is part of Silver Lake and East Drive. Is that, am I reading that correct?
The property, you're asking me, the property goes all the way across the road and basically stops at the lake.
I have no further questions, thank you.
Okay, is there anyone here that is in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Okay, I'm only going to call one time, so if there's anyone else that is in opposition that would like to speak, please come forward now.
Good evening, can you state your name and address for the record?
Thomas Connolly, 20424 Silver Lake Drive, Rehoboth Beach.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening. First time to this experience, so.
No problem.
I am amazed that a house of this size, quality, value was not further researched that they would be in the situation that they're in right now. And I find it hard to believe that an architect that you mentioned, whether out of state or anywhere, that designs houses like this would not be aware of what the rules and regulations are. And somebody who's been building for 10 years in this county would not. And as I look at what are the requirements for variances, I look down the list, and this gentleman mentioned about that the property was narrow. It's 75 foot wide. It's probably one of the largest lots in the area. So it's hard for me to believe that that would qualify as a problem for building on this lot. On the second part, of course, it could have been built and developed within the rules and regulations of Sussex County. It mentions also about issues with pools and that these are not entitlement aspects of building. As far as an exceptional practical difficulty, I don't see it. I mean, I don't think that you do either, but I'm not sure. I will say that one of the things that concerns me living across from these homes is recently we had a fire this year that I'm probably you're all aware of where two homes burned down and another two were significantly damaged from the fire. So when these homes are built and not taking into consideration the setbacks, it creates a hazard not only for that homeowner, but for the ones in the neighborhood. So I'm just asking, because I know that there's another lot being built right next to it, and I don't know if this gentleman that was standing here is the superintendent for that. But if he is, I don't know. I just don't understand how something could have gotten to this point without some kind of checks and balances along the way. So.
Checks and balances are that permits issued, and when it is, it shows what the setback requirements are. And so that's one of the reasons a permit's required, so that the person knows. And then there is a process that they go through to make sure that everything is, but it's typically after the fact. The onus is on the owner of the property, and it's the owner's representatives, and so it's unfortunate. You say where do you live? Across the lake?
I'm across the lake, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the properties were across the lake that burned?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Right. And from these properties too as well. So also, the size that these people build also impacts my view.
We won't go there.
Okay, and so that's, well, that's why setbacks are of a concern for me.
Sure.
Not only the visual thing for my property and the value of my property as well, but for the safety. So I think that it's your decision, whatever you will decide. So thank you for...
Thank you for voicing your opinion. Okay, so Chair will entertain a motion.
Well, I'm not convinced. He did not convince me. And I don't believe they've met all five of the criteria for granting a variance.
Yeah, I wish he had addressed more the standard of not created by the applicant, because obviously it was, and also that it couldn't be developed in strict conformity, because obviously it could. I mean, if you've got a 21,000 square foot home on a 75 foot wide lot, especially as deep as it is, you would think that shouldn't be an issue or a problem. So I have to agree. How about the rest of you? How do you feel?
Right. I don't agree with that also.
I see the applicant's representative has his hand up. I don't know. You want to allow him to address any of that concern? Or
I think we gave him the opportunity.
Okay.
Well, I know that we did hear some opposition.
Some opposition. He may have some rebuttal.
We typically allow an applicant a chance to rebut.
So if he has rebuttal, you can come up. If you would like to address the opposition in rebuttal.
Sure. Reason I came back up here was because simply we made a mistake, okay? Nobody was ignoring anything, okay? We made a mistake by setting the air conditioning units across the variance line, okay? Across the setback line, okay? So my question is, when you make a mistake, okay, what do?
You correct it. And if you want to do something there's two things you can do if you want to do something beyond the confines of the ordinance, and that's ask in advance at least address the standards as to why and convince us, which you have to do, convince the board that you do meet those standards. You've heard testimony or heard from us that we don't feel that you've, I mean, we're not convinced that you meet those standards, because we feel that you could have built within the building, envelope, and we don't feel it's necessary to enable reasonable use, and it was created by the applicant. So
correct. And I understand that. And I guess my question is, when you make a mistake and you get all the way to the end and it gets discovered and you have a completely finished home, I mean, what are your options? Your options are to come here and say, plead my case, which is, we made a mistake, we apologize, we're sorry, and we'd like to get a variance because we made a mistake.
Or move them.
And to move them, okay, the house is completely finished. Okay, I know that's our problem. I understand that, including the basement and all the lines are inside the wall and everything else. So it's not, and to put them somewhere else, there isn't anywhere else to put them.
I would give you that. It's certainly a hardship on the owner and the applicant to move the house for the variance on the south side, but. I'm not convinced that, the HVAC can't be remedied, and I'm not convinced that that the fence is hasn't been created by the applicant and necessary to enable reasonable use. That's my opinion. The others can certainly interject.
The units can't be put on a roof or anything?
No, there's no flat roof.
They can't be cantilevered off the deck or its pilings?
That would be, they would be across the Denrec setback line.
And you couldn't appeal to Denrec for that, permission for that?
No.
You're eager to say no. Have you tried with Denrec?
No, I haven't tried. That I'm honest with, but.
Denrec won't allow anything seaward of the building restriction line other than a cantilevered deck.
And that's what I'm saying, if you can't lever it out. But.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right, if you're ready to vote, or if you want to discuss it more, or if you want to ponder it, the choice is yours. I'll entertain a motion.
Not convinced me.
In the bystander.
Well, on all accounts or on certain accounts, you know, you have the house that was built, and I guess could be argued that, you know, in fairness, that, you know, it's who is the applicant and who, you know, he did put it into the hands of the builder, and it can't necessarily be remedied easily or equitably, then that might be grant the reason to approve the house. And you could then argue that equitably it can be remedied with the HVAC, and you could argue that the fence isn't necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. So I guess we should really, in all fairness, address each.
I think
request.
You should. Remember we have the HVACs and a generator, so I think that's kind of all one group,
right.
And then the other
right.
would be the fence. The one thing, you know, I think to consider is, yes, you have the house there, but you also have that Denrec building line in the rear, and then you also in that front part of the property, there's parts of it that are taken up by the road and the area between the road and the lake. So I don't know if that factors into your calculus or not, but that's something you may want to consider also.
Right. I mean, I think if this air conditioning got denied, he'll find a place for that. Ain't no question about that.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
Well, if we had plans here, it might be easier to understand why that was the only option.
Yep.
If there's not another option, I mean, if they were to move it on the south side, because the applicant said that the son is building there, once again, it's a setback violation. It's going to require a variance.
Right.
So in the absence of plans, I'm not too sure we know where he could move it without creating another application for a variance.
Right.
You could ask that the applicant provide that if you thought that was helpful.
You could leave the hearing.
Okay. One other thing I think would be helpful is a letter from the owner on the north. If he is opposed to, or.
Yeah, he has opportunity because the property was posted.
That's true.
So he has yep. opportunity to speak
Thank
on
you.
The opposition.
Yeah.
But again, I think in fairness, to address each in you know, each of those three components would be fair.
Yeah.
Because certainly the structure itself, that's 21,000 square feet.
That's right.
And if they relied, it would have been beneficial if the applicant or the representative had, you know, stated they relied on a survey or something. But I guess we can assume they did.
Right. Or if we saw
placement survey
showed them in mm-hmm. that location.
Right.
once again, then it would default to the architect.
Again, equitably, I think that that would be difficult to remedy, but the others, not necessarily. Certainly, the, you know, the fence, another plan could be come up with.
I think that's reasonable to ask those things of the applicant. I make a motion that we leave the record open and ask the applicant to provide building plans. And I guess that's it, because...
And explain them, or just...
Yes, I think they have to explain them.
Okay, so we're going to leave
it. Yeah, because when we see the plans, it might show us how they got in this mess.
Okay.
Perhaps then what you could do is to leave the record open for the limited purpose of the applicant to provide copies of the building plans for the structure and to be present at the next board meeting to answer questions the board may have about those plans, and that, you know, no further testimony or submissions will be provided other than that.
Unless there's opposition to that.
Well, I mean, you could do that if you wish, but if you're going to do that, you might as well just probably leave the record open.
Yeah.
But, you know, then we could be, you know, Groundhog Day type situation where we get a whole lot more record than perhaps we expected.
Well,
which may or may not be helpful. I don't know.
Yeah. But. Well, I mean, the applicant wasn't prepared. Maybe the opposition wasn't either.
True.
Okay. So I'm making a motion that we leave the record open.
Hearing.
Mm-hmm. Hearing open. And give the applicant the opportunity to provide us with the building plans.
Ahead of the meeting?
And that be the only reason?
Ahead of the meeting or at the meeting?
At the meeting.
At the meeting.
Yeah, no, I mean, if you wanted to give it before, that'd be great.
Yeah, I'd like to see something before, even if it's 8.5 by 11.
So I just want to make sure I have the motion squared, because I know there was a lot of back and forth.
I think the motion
I've changed it a couple times.
Is only to, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think the motion is to leave the hearing open for the applicant to present building plans, preferably before the hearing, and explain them, and only that reason.
Okay. So what might be the better course then is our hearing is on the 7th of January. Is that perhaps we have before the end of the year those plans submitted in writing so that they can be circulated to the board beforehand?
Yep. Yes.
So you can all look and ask intelligent questions at that time.
Yes.
And then the hearing will be left open for the limited purpose of allowing the board to ask questions of the applicant and any of its representatives only, but not for the entire universe to come out.
So, Ms. McGee, do you amend that to your
yes,
motion?
Yes, I do.
Okay, is there a second?
And I'll second that motion.
So, I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? And that motion is carried.
Okay, got it.
Did you understand that?
Is that a full set of plans you'd like?
That's up to you.
You know, anything that will help your case.
Okay.
And the only thing that you will be able to, that will be the hearing is been left open for the purpose of you addressing that those plans and those issues. Okay?
I apologize. Who seconded that?
Mr. Cal-